So an Illinois judge, in their infinite wisdom, ruled that illegal immigrants, they can carry guns. Here's your handgun. We'll see you in 4 years at your immigration hearing. I mean, yeah, I'm sure it'll work out fine. I'm sure that'll be fine. Let's get into it. Here we go. It's just a straight out absurd outcome. Just is. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just, oh yeah, you're not a citizen. But you citizens, we're going to take away your guns because we have a real problem with, you know, gun violence. But hey, let's give an illegal a gun and go to town there, big guy. Just do your thing. See you at that immigration hearing. Maybe. Wild, right? And I agree. I agree with Rubio. This is going to get overturned like that. But the fact that this one judge took a run at it and said, I can't find the constitutional reasoning to not give an illegal a handgun, other than the fact that they're not a citizen and they don't have the same rights as a citizen. Period. Full stop. End of paragraph. Right? Federal judge in Illinois appointed by the Barack Obama. I think that's all you need to know, right? Barack Obama ruled that the Constitution protects the rights of non-citizens who enter the... it protects the constitutional rights of non-citizens. Like, what? What in the F are you talking about? Who enter the U.S. illegally after a Mexican immigrant living in Chicago was found in possession of a handgun. U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman. She ruled earlier this month that a federal ban on undocumented immigrants owning firearms is unconstitutional. Okay, but constitutions for, you know, citizens. And so how you make that leap, I don't know. And dismissed charges against the Herberto Carvajal Flores, who was arrested in 2020 after violating a federal law that prohibits non-citizens from possessing guns. Coleman ruled that since Carvajal Flores has no criminal record, but that's not the point. He doesn't have a shoe size over 10 either, but you know, that's not really a criteria either. He has no criminal record and the circumstances behind his arrest were not violent. I should be able to have a gun. If clearly. Is he a citizen? No, but you know, constitutionally, it's okay. Just give him a gun. He'll be fine. He was defending himself. What about the citizens of the United States who, by the Constitution, want to defend themselves? And yet you're wanting to take away their guns, but give away the, you know, give the right to illegals to possess firearms. Okay. It seems like there's a little double standard there. I don't know. What do you think? He should not be deprived of his Second Amendment right to bear arms in self-defense, but he doesn't have one because he isn't a citizen. Period. Full stop. So what are we doing? Now, let's see if we can slide this one through, guys. Let's give this one a shot. So, yeah, I'm going to do just a quick ruling. We'll see if anybody notices. Illegals can have guns, not unconstitutional to ban them. And then, you know, just, oh man, it's just, it stinks, doesn't it? He was charged under Title 18 of the U.S. Criminal Code, which bans non-citizens from possessing firearms and ammunition or to receive any firearm or ammunition which has been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce. We don't know who these people are. We don't know what their criminal background is. We don't know much about them at all. And yet, here's a gun. Enjoy. God bless America. Carvajal Flores maintained that he had purchased the firearm for self-defense and protection of property during a time of undocumented civil unrest in the spring of 2020 during the height of George Floyd protests across the nation. While Coleman previously denied Carvajal Flores' motions to dismiss the charges, he later asked the court to reconsider following the Supreme Court's decision in Bruin, which ruled that New York's law against carrying a pistol in public violated a constitutional right, as well as several small court decisions that considered whether people convicted of nonviolent crimes can be prohibited from having firearms. You know, just because you didn't commit a crime, that to me has nothing to do with having a gun if you're not supposed to. It's against the law. So we're just going to rewrite the laws. Give the illegals whatever they want. Just let them write out a really big wish list. We'll act like Santa. We'll just make it happen. It'll be Santa every single day. Christmas, oh, this is going to be great. Coleman then concluded that Carbajal Flores' immigration status was not cause to deny him Second Amendment rights. Okay, but the Second Amendment's are Constitution. Constitution protects those residents of legal nature that are U.S. citizens, correct? It's not Colombia. It's not somewhere Asia. You know, it's not Japan. So, yeah, I know I'm making, you know, ridiculous statements, but that's because this is ridiculous. This is just, you're doing what? We're doing what now? Hey now. Noting that the plain text of the Constitution presumptively protects firearms possession by undocumented persons. I'm sorry. What? Hey now, what? How did we make that leap? I'm not understanding. Carbajal Flores has never been convicted of a felony. Don't care. A violent crime. Don't care. Or a crime involving the use of a weapon. Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. That's not the point, right? Even in the present case, Carbajal Flores contends that he received and used the handgun solely for self-protection and protection of property during a time of undocumented. We don't care about that. That's not relevant. The fact is you had a gun illegally and you're in the United States illegally. So, boom, period, there. And then now you've got a judge to back you because, you know, Judge Chicago, all that stuff. Additionally, pretrial services confirmed that Carbajal Flores has consistently adhered to and fulfilled all the stipulated conditions of his release, is gainfully employed, and has no new arrests or outstanding warrants. Don't really care about all that. That's not what's on trial here. The fact is the guy illegally had a gun, not a U.S. citizen. Man, this better get overturned, like boom. Otherwise, this is just, we're literally living in the down under. The court decided that since there was no evidence to suggest Carbajal Flores was a danger to society, he should not be denied his right to own a firearm. Well, I mean, but tell you what, let's just give a gun to everybody and we'll just work it out. We'll work it out on the streets. We don't need police officers anymore. Just give everybody a handgun. And we've already got, 14 million of them in the country? I don't know. How many handguns do we have? A lot. Maybe 14 million is just so. Is it 200 million? It's a lot, right? It's a lot, whatever it is. In addition to him not having a criminal record, the court found no evidence to suggest that Carbajal Flores poses a risk to public safety such that he cannot be trusted to use a weapon responsibly. We have laws in place, and one of them is that illegals can't have guns. And that law is in place because we don't know who they are, what they're capable of. We don't have that background of, hey, they've been a citizen here, and we can look at their criminal history in, you know, on the U.S. books. We don't have that. We don't know. We don't know anything about them, typically. They tell us what they want to tell us. They go down that road. Oh, yeah, I was a straight-A student, president of the student body, you know, 4 years of college. I've got 2 doctoral degrees. Well, how come you got that gang tattoo on your shoulder there? You know, silly period in my youth where I, you know, went outside of the lines just a little bit. But go ahead and believe everything I wrote down and told you. Thus, this court finds that as applied to Carbajal Flores, Section 922G, Section 5, is unconstitutional. Man, that is such a leap of logic. That just, there's no way this isn't going to get passed appeals. There's no way. This is hopeful thinking at best. This is somebody seeing it through a super minimal lens. And then it's a try for. Let's just throw it out there and see if it sticks. You got to throw a lot of stuff against the wall and play those odds. It's like if you go out to a bar and say maybe you're in spring break right now, you hit up 100 girls as you're walking the streets of Miami, your odds, especially the later the evening gets, your odds of one or two of them saying, yeah. Yeah, they'll hang out with you. You know, the more you reach out to, the better it's going to be, right? Your odds go up exponentially. So I mean, this is a try for. This is a, let's just throw this one out there and see what happened. It didn't happen. Okay, well, there's 99 more. Yeah, and she said no. All right, okay. Well, just keep trying, Tiger. Don't give up. Don't be a quitter. Speaking on the ruling on Hannity, Senate Intelligence Committee member Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, said that those on the left have been trying to blur the lines between citizenship and everything else, people that are here illegally. What's going on? I mean, what is happening here? You almost wonder if it's not being done to sort of mock both gun laws and also the whole understanding of the value of being a citizen of the United States of America, he said. That's what it feels like, right? You're just making an absolute mockery of everything that the United States has been built upon, starting with the Constitution. Yeah, it doesn't apply to illegals because they're not citizens of the U.S. Ah, we got to include them. We need their vote, too. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oops. Rubio added that if the line between citizen and non-citizen continues to blur, U.S. citizenship will lose its value. Don't you think that's already happening, with the exception, though, of we just hand out freebies like crazy? Come here. We'll give you housing. We'll give you a $10,000 debit card. We'll give you food. We'll give you a ride wherever you want. You need a plane ticket? You betcha. No problem. Clothes? Of course. Medical help? You bet. Legal expenses? You betcha. Don't worry. We hand this out to everybody. Here's your gun. I mean, that's just one more piece of the puzzle, isn't it? Here's your gun. Here's your Glock 9. Enjoy. Don't shoot anybody you shouldn't. Right? There has to be distinction between citizenship and non-citizenship, between being legally here and not legally here. I mean, I don't see it any other way. There's reasons we have laws on the books, and that's to prevent illegals from coming in, having firearms, and creating a situation like we've already got going on. Lake and Riley, does that ring a bell? Who? Right? I mean, you've got situations that are already happening. And so this whole idea of, yeah, just give them a gun. Just give everybody a gun, because you know that whole Constitution thing, you know, it was written a long time ago, and you know, it had some quirks to it. We don't really need to follow that. I mean, that's old school, right? That's old school. Give everybody a gun. It'll work out fine. And then next thing you know, we got to take guns away from everybody. I mean, it's that push and pull, right? Just, what are you talking about? But the whole illegal deal, we've got down in Texas with that SB4. That's an interesting one. That's the Texas basically taking over protecting the federal border, because the feds certainly aren't doing it. And, you know, kind of knowing what's going on there, the SB4 was supposed to go into effect last week. And the Supreme Court said, hey, we need a little bit more time. And then they put a hold on it. And then they gave it a green light for a second. And then appeals court said no. And they're going to appeal the appeals court decision. That whole thing is just, that's going to be in legal mess forever. And I don't think SB4 will ever legally be, you know, given that stamp of approval by the federal government, because it opens up that Pandora's box for every other state to basically run their own border. Because why not? Why wouldn't they? Why would Texas, you know, be the exclusionary one? Now, because they ran their own laws. Well, they're in individual other states, especially ones on the border. But, you know, you got like Arizona and California. They're just bringing people in left and right. Don't worry about it. Got lots of homeless people, but bring them on. It'll be good. Denver's bringing them in by the, you know, thousands. Yeah, it's good. Got a huge budget deficit, but bring them in. It's going to be good. We can't really work out how to, you know, manage our government. We're taking away the flowers. We're taking away the DMV. Where, you know, our city employees, they're going to have to, you know, go on a little bit of a hiatus here so that we can pay for all the illegals. But, you know, why don't we just, you know, as part of their welcome package, give them New York City. We'll give them that $10,000 debit card. And, you know, we'll just give them a small firearm. We'll just give them a 22. Just give them a 22. And enough to plink those cans out in the street, right? Because that's where they're staying. Because they don't have shelter yet. because the city of New York overpromised and underperformed, and now there's no more housing. Oh, yeah. But give them a 22. It'll all work out fine. It'll be just dandy because, you know that whole thing with the Constitution, yeah, that was meant as mainly just a guideline. It sounds stupid, doesn't it? And yet it's the reality that we're dealing with right now. Every day I wake up and read these stories, I'm like, what? We're doing what? We're doing what? Why? And it just seems like we're literally on this pathway to the down under where everything is flipped. It's like it's opposite day, you know, it's opposite day. And why are we doing this? Yeah, that's the good question. Yeah, I was reading somewhere else. Somebody made the comment. I think it was Charlie Kirk. He said, you know, handing out firearms to illegals in the country, what you're doing is you are arming an army. You're arming an army. Is that what's going on? Is that what's going on? Let me know in the comments why you think this is happening. All right. I'm going to end it right there. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks so much for being part of the podcast. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Make sure you subscribe, hit that notification bell, hit the like button for this video, all that good stuff. And I'll see you in the next one. Thanks again for being here. Bye for now.